In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we continue our Lenten journey, we focus on the night when Jesus was betrayed. We find Jesus' betrayer, Judas. Satan leads Judas to this grave sin. Judas, the thief, betrays Jesus for money. But Judas isn't the only guilty person at the table. All of the disciples abandon Jesus. Even as Jesus institutes the Lord's Supper for the forgiveness, life, and salvation of his disciples, they all still fail him. Even though we receive the Lord's Supper regularly for our forgiveness, life, and salvation, we still fail Jesus as well. But our Heavenly Father invites us to come to him with repentant hearts, seeking forgiveness. We take a few moments for silent reflection, looking forward to that forgiveness. We confess. Heavenly Father, we have betrayed you in our thoughts, words, and actions. We have pursued other things as being more important than you. Forgive us, Lord, on account of Jesus. Though we also abandon and betray our Lord, he never abandons or betrays us. Jesus Christ has taken away our sins and failures by his death and resurrection. Let it be done for you as you believe. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are welcomed and forgiven because of Jesus. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace. Amen. We're going to take a moment and I didn't prep you for this as we started the service. We were actually going to watch a clip from The Chosen, which again sets the theme. We're going to watch a discussion about 3 minutes between Jesus and Judas on this very night. What are the emotions that you're witnessing? What kind of facial expressions are you seeing? What's the dialogue that you're picking up between Judas and Jesus?
Shalom.
Judas.
I hope I'm not interrupting anything. Is this a bad time? I didn't know you were here, but I've been hoping to speak to you.
John has kept my secret. Would you like to sit?
Yes. Very much, thank you.
Please.
Well, so we've arrived at the critical moment.
There have been so many.
All of Israel has gathered in one place, ready to crown you king. The popularity amongst them has never been greater. Rome is sitting on its hands, hoping this will all blow over. And they may even be delighted by what you said about taxes.
I see.
But it's going to be easy for your adversaries in the temple to weaponize what you said about the taxes and spread ill will amongst the people like a disease, and everything will deteriorate rapidly. The window of opportunity is closing, even as we speak.
Sounds like you have some ideas.
You called each of us for a reason. I've been a successful businessman in the past, and I have experience with human persuasion. So I can tell when a deal is on the verge of closing or losing big. It is a knife's edge.
And so to adopt your language for a moment, what is the deal you're proposing I close?
Reclaimed your birthright. You are the Messiah, son of David. And the people are so convinced they're singing songs in your name. It's time.
And if I don't do whatever big thing you've imagined I should do at this time, will you still believe?
Of course I will.
Then why are you suggesting that you know better than I do what should be the next best course of action?
Look, I trust you. Do you trust me?
What sort of question is that?
You believe I have something to offer this group? Yes?
I do.
Then why won't you take my advice? Am I not here to help you?
I've never asked you for your advice.
Then what am I here for? If I am no use to your kingdom, then I am nothing.
You have a choice to make, Judas.
I'm listening.
Who you belong to? Who has your heart? I want it. And I've had it before. You followed me willingly.
I want to continue. There's nothing more than I want than that.
I will pray for you. But for now, please leave me in peace.
Good Rabbi, I...
Please.
Thank you for your time, Rabbi.
Really good to set the stage there for what was happening this evening. Who was stressed? Who was anxious? Who was angry? Judas. Who was calm? Who was in command? Jesus. Amen.